Good evening, guys. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever. Whatever time you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to it. This is Vincent Moreland, host of More Land, More Sports. Decent amount to get into. I guess I'll start off with congratulating the Los Angeles Lakers winning their 17th title, tying the Boston Celtics for the most in the NBA. So congratulations to the Lakers, even though they beat my Miami Heat. It is what it is. The Lakers are the better team, and you know, hopefully we can get a superstar next year to add to the star power that we already have. Right now, I'm seeing that the Bengals have had some people test positive for the coronavirus. Not the Bengals, I'm sorry, the Colts. The Colts are playing the Bengals this weekend. The Colts have some people that tested positive. It was reported earlier this week that the Atlanta Falcons had people test positive as well. It was actually only one person, and they're still going to play their scheduled game against the Vikings on Sunday. But now we got to see what happens with the Colts, since there was a positive test. This is absolutely insane. More football news. Le'Veon Bell was released by the Jets, and he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs a day later. I'm not necessarily surprised there. I think Bell fits perfectly with the Super Bowl champs. And if the Kansas City Chiefs weren't Super Bowl favorites already, they should be now. If you thought they were going to win without Bell, you know, which I'm one of those people, you know, now they have Bell, so like, it is crazy all the talent they have. But now, like, you're bringing experience to the running back position. You're bringing a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You're bringing a guy that's a patient runner. You're bringing a guy that can get the goal line touchdowns when needed. And so, you saw Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb work it out pretty well last year. I think this would be a pretty similar situation. Except Chubb would get, like, the majority of the carries, but I feel like this might be like a split between Bell and Edwards-Helaire. It'll be fun to see though in Kansas City. Maybe he'll actually do something for my fantasy team now. And then I'll jump into baseball playoffs real quick, and then I'll make my predictions for this week's NFL games. The Houston Astros are down 3-2 in ALCS after being down 3-0. Earlier this week. Now they have a chance to even this series up and force a game 7 on Saturday. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they are down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves after losing last night. The Braves are looking to close out the Dodgers and make it to the World Series. Now I'm going to switch it up and make my predictions for the week. My favorite part of these weekly podcasts. I need to get some more people in here. I like to engage in discussion about this. I think starting next week, I'll probably have guests on the show, and I'll ask around and see who can join me. First game set on my list here, you have the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. I feel like regardless, the Patriots will win this game no matter who's starting at quarterback. I think their defense will show up more than their offense will. This will be Drew Lock's first game back since I think week 2. Interesting point spread here. They got the Patriots minus 9.5. Good God, 9.5? Ha! I mean, maybe Cam Newton's playing, but if that's Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham playing, I think 9.5's a little high, buddy. But I'm gonna go with the Patriots on this one. Next, we have the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Couple of teams with 4 wins. Steelers favored to win this game. Vegas has them minus 3.5. That's interesting. I could see that game probably being around there. Might be even closer. Might be 3. So that's a tough margin to work with. You're pretty much, if you're not taking the Steelers, you're pretty much taking the Browns to win that game. It'll be interesting to see. Big Ben has 10 touchdowns and 1 interception. Baker Mayfield has 9 touchdowns, to 4 interceptions. Odell Beckham's been playing really well recently. Chase Claypool had a breakout game last week with his 4 touchdowns, 3 in the air, 1 on the ground. So this will be a fun match. This will be the first time these two teams meet since the Myles Garrett swinging Mason Rudolph's helmet on Mason Rudolph, that incident. First time that those two teams will be playing since then. So that'll be something to probably look at. But as long as Mason Rudolph isn't on the field, that's probably something that neither team will have to worry about. Next, as I mentioned earlier, Cincinnati's playing Indiana. This will be tough for Cincinnati. You know, they're going to run into another decent defense. Joe Burrow, he hasn't seen a defense like the Ravens. So the Colts, I don't think their defense is as good as the Ravens, but they're one of the better defenses that the Bengals have played this year. I'm gonna give the slight edge to the Colts. Right now, there's no money line or spread because potentially this game may not be played on Sunday, depending on how it goes with the rest of these COVID tests for the Colts. But I'm gonna go with the Colts. You know, I'm gonna give out score predictions this week. So let me rewind. For the New England Denver game, I got 23-17. I'll go with that. And then for Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I guess I never chose a winner between those two. I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh 30-24. I think that's a good score. Next, the Colts. I think the Colts will win this game, 31. Let's give the Bengals 31-17. The Colts. And then next, the Detroit Lions play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Couple of 1-win teams. Both of these teams, they're not that bad, but you know, they still have a lot of improving to do. Matthew Stafford and company will be coming off a bye. So that'll be interesting to see. I don't know if Gardner Minshew is going to have his top receiver back in DJ Chark. I know he was on the questionable. He was on the injury report. So we'll see. As of yesterday, he was named questionable. Lions are favored by 3. I think that's a good spread right there. But I think the Lions, I can give the Lions this game. I'm going to say 30-27. I think that'll be a good game. That'll go down to the wire. Houston's playing Tennessee. The first time these two teams have played this season. And right now, Tennessee's 4-0. Houston's 1-4. But don't let these records fool you. Houston can definitely come out and win this game. They're 1-0 under their new coach. Interim head coach Romeo Crennel. Titans are only favored by 3.5. That's how close people think this game's going to be. For right now, they're playing so well, and they really impressed me against the Bills last week. But I would not be surprised if the Texans won this game. But I'm going to give this game to Tennessee. I can see them winning this game. Houston doesn't have the best defense. I can see Tennessee winning this game 30-24. I'll give them that much. I'll give Houston that much. 24. Washington plays the Giants. Washington's actually favored to win this game. It's weird. ESPN Football Power Index gives the edge to Washington. But Vegas has the Giants as the favorites by 2.5. That's a tough game. And then the over under is 42.5. You probably gotta take the over in that game. I mean, both of these teams don't have the best defenses. You know, they could, you know, depending on how Washington's offense plays, but New York hasn't played the best on offense. Like, they didn't reach more than 60 points until week 5, so against the Dallas Cowboys. This is a tough game to choose from. Kyle Allen starting. This is really hard. I can see this being a 3-point game. for either team. You know what? Let's give it to Washington. Let's give them 23-20 over the Giants. Philadelphia's playing Baltimore. Ravens are heavy favorites. Pro Football Index or Football Power Index has the Ravens at a 73.5% chance to win. The spread's only 7.5, which I think is pretty interesting considering the fact that the last two games against like the Bengals and the Redskins, they were double digit. There was a double digit spread. I'm surprised there's not one for this game. I guess maybe because the Eagles have a chance of getting DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey back. Darius Slay is a possibility. They're playing Jimmy Smith's questionable. Marcus Peters. Those guys will probably be okay. I can see the Ravens winning this game. I'm going to give them 33-17. I don't see Philly being too much of an issue. Maybe early on, but throughout the entire game, I don't think so. Atlanta's playing Minnesota. This game was in question earlier this week with that positive coronavirus test to an Atlanta Falcons member. So, see how this game goes. Dalvin Cook's probably not going to play this week for Minnesota. They got Alexander Mattison, who had 20 carries for 100-plus yards last week. He'll fill in the shoes just fine, especially against the Atlanta defense, who's not really good with passing or rushing defense. Calvin Ridley will be there. I don't know about Julio Jones, though. He hasn't played the last couple games. I'll tell you what, Matt Ryan, he needs to get it together. He hasn't really been playing all that well since Julio's absence, so we'll see what happens there. And right now, Minnesota only favored by 4. Wow, money spread or point spread, only 4. I'd probably take Minnesota, even though they only have one win, but they're still a pretty damn good team, especially on offense. I can see Minnesota winning this game. I'm gonna give them. We're gonna give them 33. We're gonna give them 33-20. If Julio doesn't play, I'll do 33-27. But if Julio doesn't play, 33-20. Chicago is playing Carolina. Both of these teams are playing pretty well, considering how they've been in recent years. Nick Foles looks to get another win for the Bears. Carry some momentum into this week. Carolina's on a, I think they're on a 2-game winning streak, 3-game winning streak. They're playing pretty well right now. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They beat the Chargers, the Cardinals, and the Falcons. Chargers and Cardinals were teams that were viewed as definitely better than the Panthers. I keep picking Carolina to lose, and I feel like the one time I finally picked them to win, they'll lose. This game's gonna be tough. It really is. Point spread's 1.5. Panthers are the favorites. Wow. Yeah, see, that's why I'm having a tough time trying to figure out who's going to win this game, because, like, Panthers are playing really well, and this is without Christian McCaffrey. So Mike Davis is filling in McCaffrey's shoes just fine. But I'm finally going to give Carolina the slight edge here. I can see them winning this game 23-20. Next we have... We had the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 9.5. Oh my goodness. I never thought I'd see Miami be almost a double-digit favorite. They had to beat the Jets by 10 if you want to win that bet. The Jets are in crap right now. They just released their star running back. He wasn't really a star for them, he's a star for the Steelers, but around the league he's known to be a star in this league. I think Joe Flacco is playing again, so that's not good. And Miami, they're coming off a big win against the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I know they didn't have all their guys on defense, but to beat the, you know, defending Super Bowl runner-ups, and you're considered one of like the worst teams in the league, you know, it's still pretty impressive on Miami's end. Fitzpatrick is balling out right now.
Gaskin is playing well. Devontae Parker is playing well.
Preston Williams had a great game last week. Gesicki, you know, he's a top five tight end so far in production this year. So he's getting the job done. So good for the Dolphins right now, and maybe they'll get up to 3-3, and the Jets will probably go 0-6. I'll give the Dolphins. You know, their over-under is 47, but I can see Miami covering the majority of that. I'm going to give Miami 35 points in this game. I'm going to give them 35-10. You know, let's be a little bit nicer. 35-13, Miami. Next game we have Green Bay and Tampa Bay. That'll be the national game of the week. That's not in prime time. 425 Fox Channel. That'll be a really good game. That'll be Brady versus Rodgers. You know, those guys are 1-1 against each other. The Packers are favored by Vegas -1. ESPN Football Power Index has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning at 53%. That'll be a really good game. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing too well right now. I would take the Packers in this game. I really will. He's playing much better than Brady has. Rodgers, he has 1,214 yards, 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's in four games played. Tom Brady, he has 1,375 yards, 12 touchdowns, four interceptions. So Rodgers has more passing yards, or has more touchdowns than Brady. And Rodgers has played one less game. And they're almost together with passing yards. So Rodgers definitely having a better season. It's going to be about how these defenses play, because both of these offenses will probably play well. Unfortunately, it's just not looking good for these receivers. Chris Godwin questionable. Scotty Miller questionable. I know Mike Evans was questionable earlier this week. I don't know what his stats is going to be. It might be looking better, but Tom Brady's going to be down some weapons, and Devontae Adams, he might come back this week for Green Bay, which will be huge for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I'm going to give the Green Bay Packers this game, and I can see them winning by more than one. I can see them winning by a full touchdown, to be honest. I'll give the Packers 30-23. Next, we have the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Week one, I probably would have had the 49ers winning, but, like, I'm not really confident in them right now. They're missing too many guys on defense. And then their offense looked kind of suspect last week. But it was Jimmy G's game first game back, so probably had to cut him some slack. See what they do with him this week. I think he's starting this week. Putting in Beathard didn't really do a whole lot. Rams are only favored by 3. I'm surprised it's not a little bit higher than that, considering, like, how badly San Francisco lost to Miami, and that, you know, they lost to Philadelphia a couple weeks prior. It's just not looking good at the quarterback position for San Fran right now. But I'm going to give the Rams this game. I'll give them 27-23. Next, we have Kansas City and Buffalo. This game was originally supposed to be played on Thursday night, but Buffalo had to play last Tuesday against the Tennessee Titans. They couldn't play on Sunday because of the coronavirus positive tests that were with the Titans the previous week. Kansas City, they should be favorites in this game, but both of these teams are really good. This is a game that I'm actually really looking forward to, and I'm glad it's not being played on a Thursday night. I'm glad it's being played on a night where both teams are going to have rest. Chiefs are only favored by 5. I think that's a fair spread, considering they lost to Oakland last week. The Chiefs, they're going to get Bell, but Bell probably won't play this week. He'll probably play the week after. Bills, you got to see what happens with Tre'Davious White. You're going to need him going up against Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, whoever. Because Sammy Watkins is looking doubtful, and he probably won't play this weekend. Or this Monday, I should say. They're playing Monday night. You know, Bills are might miss John Brown, Dawson Knox, Matthew Milano. So, you know, got some injuries on both teams, but Buffalo's obviously hurting more with the injuries on both sides of the ball. Given that, both these quarterbacks have played pretty well, you know, through their first five games. But I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs. The over-under in this game is 57.5. You're almost banking on both of these teams to put up 30, or one of these teams to put up like 40 or 30, and the other one putting up like 28. I can see both of these teams scoring, so I definitely take the over on this one if I was a betting man this weekend. I'm going to give the Chiefs this game. I'm going to give them... I feel like if Tre'Davious White plays, they won't be as successful, but Patrick Mahomes can score on anybody. I'm going to give the Chiefs 34-30. And then last but not least, we have Arizona and Dallas. Dallas, they just lost their franchise quarterback for the year. If he was playing, I'd probably pick them, but since he's not, I'm probably going to pick the Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 1.5. I think that's a fair spread for them. They're coming off a win against the Jets. You know, not too impressive because it's the Jets. Kenyon Drake needs to step it up. He hasn't really done all that well. And that's just a fantasy in me talking. But yeah, Prescott's going to be out. Ezekiel is going to have to do a lot more. Now that Dak's out, Arizona can pay attention to the run game more. Considering Dalton's the quarterback, he probably won't perform as well as Dak's been performing all year. How about CeeDee Lamb, though? 29 catches, 433 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's emerging as number one receiver, at least statistically, for the Dallas Cowboys. So with all that, I'm going to give Arizona this game. I'll give them this game. I think they're going to win 27-20. And those are my week 6 predictions in the NFL. I would just like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. Thanks for hanging in there with me. And I look forward to doing another one soon. Thank you, guys.